great intro, Catwalls, and Command and Control. Thank you for that, because I want to talk to you, Governor, about your strawberry pizza in a moment. Very strange. You're listening to Back to Business. I'm your host, Deb Newman, and we're talking with restaurateurs this week, and it's a great show because Governor's Restaurant joins us, the founder and his son, both in the business together, and they're celebrating 50 years in business. And then we have a couple of young entrepreneurs who have been in business. They run the Fiddlehead Restaurant, which is wonderful. Fiddleheads love it, and they're about to celebrate their first anniversary in business. So it's really cool to hear both stories. And again, to Lee Wadley, you again founded Governor's Restaurant with your wife 50 years ago. You've been married 53 years.
Yep, so far.
So far, so good. And I want to ask you, first of all, while I'm thinking of it, the name Governor's, how did that come to be?
Well, it was Creamy Driving. And so when we put in the hamburgers and hot dogs, we figured we'd better change the name so people wouldn't think it's just an ice cream place. I have a distinct problem, among many. I can't remember names. I simply cannot. And people would come up, some people would come in a lot, you know. You'd think I'd know who they were, right? No, not enough. Showbone, chance, and heck.
Yeah.
So I finally, to offset that, I would say, "Hi, Mrs. Governor. Hi, Governor. How are you?" They feel fine. It's just a cover-up. I can't remember names. So my wife says, "You know, you're going to change the name. Why don't you call it Governor's?" So bingo, Governor's. And my little trademark is Boss Tweed from Tammany Hall. I saw it in Newsweek magazine. It was about half an inch tall, and I took it to a sign painter in Brewer here, and I said, "Make him bigger and get those," because it was covered with diamonds to show how crooked he was. I said, "Get those diamonds off of him," and he painted it up, and I said, "Boy, there's the governor."
Wow.
Perfect.
And it worked, and
yeah,
you
only
stayed
he
with
had
it.
A cigar when he first started, and one of my granddaughters, my son's daughter, looked at me and says, "You know, Bampi, you don't smoke. Why does the governor smoke? And you're the governor." So he lost his cigar.
Oh, wow. That's a great story. Thank you for that. And we were talking about how great it is to be in business for yourself, particularly in the restaurant business, and be able to be innovative and come up with new menu items and just change things up constantly.
Unless you're entertainment.
Yeah.
That's what you do. I mean, you go crazy. If you're working 7 days a week, you got to have something.
So you've come up with some rather unusual...
Yeah, very different. We used to have a pizza buffet, and being near the University of Maine, it was a little difficult to stay ahead of them, so I started coming out with weird pizzas to try to stop them from... So there'd be pizza out there, you know, instead of being gone, and I tried blueberry, hot fudge, you name it. Boy, anything. And I tried strawberry. Well, the blueberry and the hot fudge were terrible. But the strawberry was delicious.
Did it have cheese on it?
Oh, yeah, the whole pizza, just the strawberry toppings on it, like you'd strawberry ice cream. And it was pretty good. It was amazing. just one of those stupid things that just comes down the pike that you try that actually worked out.
What hasn't worked out? What was something you introduced besides, the blueberry
pizza? Your show
pizza
wasn't long enough.
Was a fail? And anything else that just, yeah.
Oh, no, there's all kinds of stuff. I had a grandmother. She was a fabulous cook, and I stole a lot of her recipes for our homemade bread and rolls. And I can't cook anything. Good grief.
It's so interesting that you can't cook, yet you've been in the restaurant business for...
Well, I can cook fast. I mean, you give me 20, 30 orders, and boy,
yeah,
I'll have them out in no time. And when the kitchen's in chaos, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
But if somebody comes up and says, "We're out of meatloaf," we're going to stay that way.
Well, let's talk to your son here. Randy, again, thank you for joining us. You've been in the business since you were a kid. You grew up in it and decided or knew all along that you'd go into the family business. Is that correct?
Yeah. And the interesting thing about... our name, Governor's, and our family, the Wadley family. So my mom and dad started the restaurant, mm-hmm, and I knew pretty early on in high school that's really what I wanted to do. And I sort of took my mother's and father's crazy idea, mostly my father's, as you can probably ascertain by his conversation, and just really started refining and understanding. And at that point in time, back in the 80s, the business climate changed, where you really had to pay attention more to the rules and governance that came about. You just simply have to play by the rules that are put out and forth. So we started playing by, not that they weren't being playing by the rules, but it became more regulatory in nature and more administrative in nature. And I just simply paid more attention to what needed to be done from an office standpoint of view, from a technology standpoint of view, from a menu standpoint of view, and menu engineering, and all the things that you can do as a restaurateur that, again, you don't have enough time in the show. But, and we sort of clicked it off, and I had an early young family at the time and worked very hard night and day for just like he did when he was young, and the baton actually passed. And to this day, I've really tried to keep the culture the same. Having multiple units proves to be a different challenge because that people are different in each area, each geographic area, as well as different personalities. So my challenge in today's business climate is to run a business through standardizations and systems.
Yeah.
The secret in this business really is there really isn't any secret. In the restaurant business in particular is we're really a bunch of thieves because we're out stealing ideas that people come up with all the time.
Yeah.
And you try those things. So that's the secret that sort of everybody doesn't really know.
Yeah, did you know that Fiddlehead is going to be introducing strawberry pizza very soon?
I can't wait. I'm going down there tonight to eat, so I'll make sure they serve some special things. And then lastly, it's really all about the customer.
Yeah.
And what do they want? And what can they spend? Things have changed, and keeping ahead of the speed of change is just what I do all the time. And I mean, I'm young, still pretty young, middle-aged, but vibrant. And keeping ahead of the speed of change is just unbelievable. It happens in an instantaneous second.
Why do you do it? Why do you love it so much? What keeps you so motivated and passionate about this business?
I'm a provider. I like to provide mm-hmm. our guests, employees, particularly my family. Rule number one, cover your own tail. But sometimes it's exhausting, but most times it gives me a great sense of pride, and it drives me. I really enjoy working for myself. There's no question. I've had several opportunities to buy national chains, and it really came down to two reasons, the amount of money to get into it, but more importantly, do I really want to work for somebody else? And I don't.
Yeah. And what's it like working with this guy over here?
It's wonderful.
Well, actually, I would characterize that as special. And being in a partnership, particularly with family members and father, son, that if you would ask any public accountant or an attorney, they would say that getting in business with partners or in particular family members is very tough. In my situation, I learned at a very young age that I was given an opportunity to be successful, not an opportunity to steal what was already been done. I just simply wanted to build on it and make it better. So you just have to be humble and grateful for what you have, and we couldn't work without one another. So
yeah.
I couldn't do what I had if he didn't have all the sweat and tears and equity, and my mom and my dad before I was even born to start the whole process. And he couldn't be, you know, slumming in his condo in Delray Beach in the wintertime if it wasn't for me.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
That's why I come home 1 week a month just to drive him nuts.
So are you semi-retired then? How would you define?
I am retired. I go up there and you just, you know, after all the years in the business,
you deserve it.
Walk away and close your eyes.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But
I
when I go to Florida, I come back 1 week a month just to cause problems. Plus, I have a big tropical fish hobby that I play with, and come back and get in his hair, and then he just grins and bears it, and knows that in 5 days I'll be gone.
Exactly. And what about your kids, Randy? You said you have children, a family
of
your own.
I have two daughters, 22, and she's going to be a nurse, hopefully. If anybody's looking for a nurse next year, please. They're not really hiring. My youngest daughter's 20. She's at Northeastern University.
Wow.
And having a great time and actually studying, which I find shocking, which is really good. And I have two stepkids, 11 and 6. So.
Are there any kids in the next generation who you think might
not
be?
Not for my two kids, no. I've encouraged them to do what they want to do. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure that I would entertain them to be. Things have changed so much, and things that are upcoming changes that scare me personally, like our health insurance changes that are coming in the next few years. But they just never expressed an interest, like my sister never expressed an interest. So But who knows with my stepkids, who knows?
So it'd be interesting to see what the next 50 years look like.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
I certainly would. Yeah. I mean, that would be a compliment to make it that far, but obviously I can't think out 5 years, let alone 50 years.
Yeah. So. Well, as you said, so much is changing constantly in the restaurant business and every business, and you have to just be so innovative and on top of things. And so, again, congratulations to Governors for celebrating 50 years in the business.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Again, we're speaking with Lee or Leith, which is your official name
official
that your mother gave you, and
I'm
Scottish. Love it. I love it. Wadley, yeah. And Randy Wadley, your son. Governorsrestaurant.com is the website, and take a look there for their locations and their yummy eats. And when we get back, speaking of yummy eats and speaking of partnerships, let's meet two wonderful women who join us here from the Fiddlehead Restaurant, and we'll find out why they decided to go into business, why they decided to go into business together, and what their first year in business has been like, and what ideas they plan to steal from Governors. Listening to Back to Business, I'm your host, Deb Newman. We'll be right back.